All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, August 21st of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a four-game early MLB slate already underway today. We have an eight-game main MLB slate later this evening, and then we have golf teeing off early tomorrow morning. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here and let's jump into questions that came in. We're going to start with questions that came in the Discord as always, and then we will jump over to the live YouTube chat to handle any questions coming in there. So let's get this slate pulled up. First question that we had for the day, what filters do I use to help me build winning lineups? I think this is a solid question, right? So first thing we should do is build some lineups, right? We got to build some lineups to be able to filter in the first place here, right? And I saw that the user who sent this in is on the standard plan. So, just to cover this, like for Ultimate First, you know, if you guys are using the Ultimate plan, using Contest Sims, I'd always set a filter for lineup ROI greater than zero based on the Contest Sim that you're using. Now, if you're on the Pro, the Starter, et cetera, here, there are a couple of other good filters that you can use that we've seen be good based on our build review show. And for you guys who, aren't aware of it, we do a build review show 5 p.m. Eastern every day. So in about an hour here, I'll be going live to review users' builds from previous slates here. If anybody wants to have their build reviewed, drop your DK username in the Office Hours channel in our Discord, and I can add you to the queue for today. So I think we only had like one person sign up so far. So if anybody else wants to get their build reviewed, today is definitely a great day to do that. All right, so let's jump in here. Lineups are loaded. So if you're on, Starter, I would stick with SaberScore, and then you can still add lineup filters here. I would go in and add a lineup filter for projection. And basically what you're trying to do is you're trying to trim out the bottom like 10-ish percent of your pool as far as like lowest projected lineups, right? So if I come in here and I say, hey, show me lineups with projected score greater than, you just make up a number, right? There is no right number here because slate size changes, projections change. So you just start with a number, right? So I'm going to say, hey, show me lineups with projection greater than 90, right? And we noticed that 1,791 lineups go in the trash. We noticed two of those lineups were in our top 20, but this is just a little bit too aggressive, right? This is like closer to like 30% of our pool. Maybe we don't want that much, right? We want to stay closer to like 10%. So I'm going to drop this down to 87. I think it's okay to be in like the 10 to 20% range here, but now at 87, I have 578 lineups in the trash. This is more within that band that we're talking about here. And one thing that you can do here, right? Like, so let's say I'm playing 150 lineups, right? I need 150 out of these 5,000. You know, I go and I create an aggregate metric saying, hey, you know, show me the average projection across my 150, right? That's about 96.5. Well, when I come in here and set that threshold for lineups greater than 87, where we get like about 500 in the trash. So one lineup in our top 150 gets trashed, which is pretty good, right? Not so bad. And then average projection goes up from like 96.5 to 96.6, right? If you have less lineups, if you only have 500, this might have a bigger impact, right? If you're playing more lineups than 150, you're, you know, playing a lot of entries and you need 300, 400 lineups, this could be a bigger number of the lineups in my lineups could go in the trash. So this is just safeguarding you against playing some of the lowest projected lineups, which we've seen at sim average score be important in our contest flashback reviews. So this is a good one. Another good one is doing something similar for ownership, trimming out some of the highest owned lineups. So saying, you know, show lineups with ownership less than, and then, you know, I'd start with a number, you know, see what 180 does. Okay. One lineup in the trash, maybe come down to 160. And then you just keep going right until you find the spot that matches what you're trying to do. So I went all the way down to 130. Excuse me. I went down to 130 and we got almost 10% of our lineups in the trash. So that's perfect, right? I would stick with that number. One important thing here, which I don't think we've talked about too much, is for those users who are on the ultimate plan, have access to the multiple contest sims. Like, let's say your primary contest is a low stake single entry, right? You're doing a build for low stake single entry. Well, if you're doing this filter for ownership, you should change your source in my own to low stake single entry, because the ownerships are going to change. The sum ownerships of the lineups are going to update. And then that will affect the filter. So right now we have 451 lineups in the trash using the flagship MME ownership source. If I go and switch to low stake single entry, now we have 481 lineups in the trash. So the sum ownership changes in the table, the sum ownership for the lineups update, and then the filter gets applied to the updated ownership, and then the number of lineups that go into the trash adjusts. So important to say, like, hey, whatever my primary contest is I'm building for, making sure to change my own to that ownership source if you have it available to you, so you get like the right set in the trash, right? Because if you're doing this like 130 ownership, right? Imagine you're playing like a high stakes single entry where ownership is a lot more concentrated. You might end up with way more lineups in the trash than you thought, right? So here I switched to low-stake single entry. The number of lineups in the trash goes from 500 to 1,400, right? Which is a really, really big jump. You would actually want So just something to take into account for players playing all different types of contests, et cetera, here can be an important distinction there. All right, next question. If you're building for, let's say, 14 different single entry, 3 max entries, how would you go about building your pool? I've always just picked the single entry contest with the highest percent of furs and built using that contest's settings, but wondering if that isn't correct anymore. I also use a single sim for all 14 lineups, but that could be incorrect as well. I don't want any dupes for different contests. Okay, good question. So there's a couple different ways to do this. You know, whether one is right or wrong, what I'll say is I'll purchase two ways. So optimal way to do this is to build the lineups together. So I would say, you know, run one build with all your single entry and 3 maxes. I prefer to base the build settings on the biggest contest. So if you're playing, you know, some single entries and, you know, 111 to 100 entries, some 100 to 1,000, some 1,000 to 10,000, I would just pick the 1,000 to 10,000 entrance, because the sliders are going to be lower for some of the other contests, but the sliders will be higher for the bigger contest. So, you know, optimizing for more upside is always better than optimizing for less, in my opinion. So I would go with the biggest number of entrants. And then as far as contest sims, what I would do is, the ideal way to do this, and I'm just going to set up two as an example, and you would just carry this to more contest sims. So let's say I'm doing, you know, the $5, and let's say I'm doing the $12 single entries, right? So I have two single entries. So let's run those. And then we'll wait for those contest sims to finish. All right, contest sims are done. So what I would do is for the first single entry, I would set my lineups to one. I would switch to the first contest sims risk-adjusted ROI. I would fill the lineup using save to my contests. After saving it, I would trash this lineup. It's going to put another lineup in my lineups, and then I would switch to the next contest sims risk-adjusted ROI, take the best lineup from there, save it, and then if I had more contests, I would do the same thing. Trash, update my lineup, save, you know, and keep going, right? So that's one way to do it, where you're using each contest's individual contest sim as you fill your entries. The only downside to doing this is that it doesn't allow you to have a good idea of how diverse you are across all 14 contests, right? Because, you know, you're not using many uniques. You're just building one lineup at a time. So that can be something that comes up, right? So if you're concerned about that, I think it's okay to, you know, say build all 14 together and put all 14 in my lineups. The way I would recommend doing this is using the contest sim for the contest that you care the most about, whether that be biggest price to first, whether that be highest entry fee, whatever you want to do, right? I would recommend using one of those two, and they're usually like the same, right? If the entry fee is bigger, usually the price to first is bigger, so that kind of ends up being like one specific contest sim. So I think it's okay to do it that way. That way it allows you the ability to diversify across the 14, know your spread out as opposed to not know your spread out. So, you know, you could always do it the other way first. Go check the 14 lineups in the contest tab. Like once you get to the contest tab, you know, you go to my contest, you just select the contest that you want. And like, say you select all the 14 entries that you have. Then when you open up the players tab, you're going to see how concentrated you are. So that'll just give you an idea of if you end up being concentrated and if you want to take a different approach. So that's more of like a kind of like a test, kind of like a checkpoint, checking on yourself there. But one of those two ways should be fine. You just got to figure out which one makes more sense for you and which one works better with what you're trying to accomplish. All right. Good stuff there. Taking a peek here. No more questions in the Discord or the YouTube chat. So we've almost finished a build demo here already, right? Like if I was building all 14 lineups together, you know, that's kind of like the point of building them together is that you can come in here and you can say like, hey, you know, across my 14 lineups, I know that, you know, I have this much exposure to these teams, to that team, and these pitchers, and you kind of have a better sense of tracking your single entries in 3MAX as a whole, as opposed to tracking them individually there. So I think that's like one benefit you get from doing it this way. Obviously you don't account for like, you know, if you have different field lineups, like you're saying you're playing a $1 single entry, but then you're playing a $5, right? Those are going to be two different sets of field lineups. So like you lose some specificity there. You lose some specificity with like the payout structures and the contest size. So that's why like the first version's a little bit better. And you know, like we filled one lineup, right? Or we had one lineup, we put it in the trash. And then if I switch to one lineup, I'm already on this second contest sim. You know, this is a Cleveland Indians Rays lineup. And the first one was a Cincinnati Reds Detroit lineup. So even then, you know, you're getting to different players through different contest sims without having to do anything. So I don't know how much of a burden that ends up being or how likely it is that you end up jamming like a bunch of the same team across all these contest sims. But it's nice to see that that's not even happening in two contest sims. So hopefully it's not happening on a bigger scale there either. Absolute Sauce said, thanks, Andrew. I haven't really messed with individually simming, but might mess around with that. Yeah, it could take a little bit more time. But the good thing is that, you know, when you create a contest sim from your contest tab and you right click, if you're in the My Contest and you have a big list, you're going to see Add Contest Sim, and then you're going to see a button that says Add All Contest Sims. So we're trying to like speed up that process. That way you don't have to right click, select so many times. So you can create all your contest sims with one click of a button. You know, you come into the settings, they're all going to be selected in the contest sim setting dropdown. You know, you click Run Contest Sim once, it runs all of them, and then all of them populate in the sorting metric dropdown. So the idea is to try and make that process as quick and as smooth as possible so you can be specific. So I would try it out and see how it works. You know, that is going to be the best way to do it for sure. But all right. Reminder, we have the Build Review Show starting up here in about 45 minutes. Only one person signed up today. So if anybody else wants their builds reviewed from yesterday or a day earlier in the week, let me know. Drop your DK username in the Office Hours channel in Discord. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.